cats and a woman, two kids.
Yeah, and welcome once again to Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Moving inside the sounds of The Enemy Within, track entitled Strike, from back in 1984. Sadly, of course, the miners' strike about which and for which this track was recorded went down to defeat, but the right to work goes on. And next up, moving you a little bit closer to the present day, namely about a year or so ago, is the sound of Plan B, track entitled Ill Manners.
Let's all go on an urban safari, we might see some illegal migrants. Oi, look, there's a chap, that means council has done violent. He's got a hoodie on, give him a hug. A second thoughts, don't, you don't wanna get mugged. Oh shit, too late, that was kinda dumb. Whose idea was that? Stupid. He's got some fun, able you. Be the joker, play the fool. It's politics, ain't it all? Smoke and mirrors, April Fools. All year round, all in all. Just another brick in the wall. Get away with murder in the schools. Use four letter swear words, cause we're cool. We're all drinkers, drug takers. Every single one of us funds the herb. Keep on believing what you read in the papers. Council estate is gone with the earth. Thinking of a life on the council estate is from a thing you've ever read about it or heard. Well, it's all true, so stay where you're safest. There's no need to step out of the bird. Truth is here, we all disturb. We cheat and lie, it's so absurd. Feed the fear, that's what we've learned. Fuel the fire, let it burn.
Oi! I said, oi! What you looking at? You little rich boy. We're poor.
Nowhere. Take the wrong turn down a one-way junction. Find yourself in the hood, nobody goes there. We got an eco-friendly government. They preserve our natural habitat. Built an entire Olympic village around where we live about. Pulling down any flats, give us free money and we don't pay any tax. NHS healthcare, yes please, many thanks. People get stabbed round here, there's many shanks. Nice knowing someone's got a back when we get attacked. Don't bloody give a that, I lose my temper. Who closed down the community centre? I kill time there, used to be a member. What will I do now till September? School's out, rules out, get your bloody tools out. London's burning, I predict a riot, falling for. Out, who knows what it's all about? What did that chief say? Something about the Kaisers, kids on the street. Now they never miss a beat, never miss a cheap thrill when it comes their way. Let's go looting, no not looting. The high streets
closer, cover your face. And if we see any rich kids on the way, we'll make them wish they stayed inside. There's a charge for congestion, everybody's gotta pay. Do what Boris does, rob them blind.
Oi! I said oi! What you looking at? Politicians, you bloody rich kids never listen. There's no such thing as broken Britain. We're just bloody broken Britain. What needs fixing is the system. Not shop windows, dying in Brixton. Riots on the television. You can't put a fool in prison.
Yeah, sound there of Plan B, track entitled Ill Manners. Now I hear you ask, it's a bit unusual, Radio Resistance having the programme up to listen to on a Tuesday. Is it really the latest one? Well, yeah, it is. I recorded it tomorrow and then got my time machine and went back in time to Tuesday and then uploaded it before going back in my time machine. Nah, seriously, I've recorded it a day early this week because Wednesday night there's a organising meeting for the Chesterfield relaunch of Unite Against Fascism and Love Music Hate Racism. Don't worry though, all of the information is well and truly up to date. We've even managed to get hold of the latest Socialist Worker so that we can do the news for this week's Socialist Worker for you. Anyway, back to the music with the sound of Rage Against the Machine, track entitled Bulls on Parade.
Of the earth gets bigger, the trigger's cold, empty your pulse.
Yeah, the sound there of Rage Against the Machine, Balls on Parade from their Evil Empire CD. Yeah, you know, this changing around of broadcasting times, it kind of reminds me of back in the old days of pirate radio when broadcast times sometimes changed that. Sometimes change due to other commitments. Having said that, though, I suppose unlike the old days of pirate radio, at least now, whatever time you're listening, you can still listen in, basically, in these days of cloudcasting. And in case you don't already know, that is in case you're not listening on your own computer, you can hear Radio Resistance Chesterfield on Mixcloud. I'll sort out the address for you soon, but if you go onto Mixcloud and search for Radio Resistance Chesterfield, or even search for yours truly, Anthony Carl Page, I'm sure that you'll find us, www.mixcloud.com. And I was mentioning how LMHR, Love Music Hate Racism and Unite Against Fascism's being relaunched in Chesterfield. Well, on the 2nd of March, when we're having the relaunch, when we're having a concert to relaunch, the coming up band are going to be playing there. Here's the Cab Stars, track entitled Weather Girl, here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
I knew's 24. She's everything that I adore. She tells me what the weather's doing today. She's always right and never late. Well, every morning at 8:30, I tune in extra early to see the girl that I admire telling me it's gonna rain, 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 oh, rain on my day. I didn't catch or catch your name. So lovely to me, why'd you only exist on TV? It's gonna rain, 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 rain all day. That's what the weather girl on TV said. She's the one to brighten my day. Oh, I'm in love with that weather girl today. Well, I turn on that TV and what do I see? Some geezer by the name of Barry. Where's the girl that's always on? It must be her day off. Well, I switched over to GMTV. I couldn't take not seeing she. Her soft voice and long beautiful hair has me stuck on News 24. Oh, rain on my parade. She didn't come. All day. Oh, you look so lovely to me. Why'd you only exist on TV? It's gonna rain, 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 rain all day. That's what the weather girl on the TV said. And she's the one to brighten my day. I'm in love with that weather girl today. I went down to White City. I knew she'd be there at the BBC. I wanted to tell her everything.
I wanted to make her see. But that man at the front door picked up the phone. Two big men threw me out on the road. And now I'm back at home watching the TV. And all I can see is a rain, rain, rain. It's gonna rain, 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 rain all day. That's what the weather girl on the TV said. She's the one to brighten my day. I'm in love with that weather girl today.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker newspaper. As the horse meets candle intensifies, the Tory government is still allowing the export of tainted food containing not only horse meat, but a horse drug, bute, which can cause human health problems. The whole horse meat fiasco is a direct result of capitalist food companies maximising their profits by using the cheapest meat, whatever the quality and risks to the consumer. Michael Gove, the Tory Education Minister, has been forced to abandon his plans to replace GCSEs with an English baccalaureate. The baccalaureate would have had a much higher pass mark than a GCSE grade C and would have condemned many more working class kids to leaving school without any qualifications. The keeping of GCSEs is a humiliating clown down for golf, but a victory for our kids. Jack Winder, the man behind the employment blacklisters The Economic League and Capreme, met a minister in Thatcher's 1979 government to advise on anti-union laws. The Economic League was used by companies to find out and not employ people in a wide range of left-wing organisations and ruined the lives of many workers whose only crime was to raise health and safety concerns. After the collapse of the Economic League in the 1990s, Capreme was set up, as was the Consulting Association, which was raided in 2009 for operating a similar blacklist. Also on the legal front, police are investigating former senior Tory figures and other prominent members of the establishment over the sexual abuse of young boys in a London guest house in the early 1980s. The boys were taken from a children's home in Richmond to the Elm House Hotel in Barnes, southwest London. People under investigation include two former Tory cabinet ministers. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, a historical feature on the 2 million strong demo against the Iraq War on the 15th of February 2003. That's almost exactly 10 years ago. And the feature on the criminalisation of homosexuality in Victorian England and the roots of homophobia and its purpose to capitalism. You can obtain a copy of Socialist Worker in Chesterfield Town Centre every Saturday from 11 through till 12:30 p.m. outside Primark, or from our branch meetings, or you can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. If you visit the SWP website, www.swp.org.uk, you can find and be put in contact with your local branch and have Socialist Worker delivered to your home. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
Thank you for your application. vacation. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your application. It's on file. Thank you, thank you for your application and your very strong and powerfully expressed CV, which impressed my colleagues and me. But you wouldn't get in.
Yeah, the sound of Tragic But Brave Mike. This one was recorded back in the 90s, but sadly, to this day, a lot of employers and what have you are still discriminate against disabled people, despite the fact that the Tories have put a company called Atos in charge of trying to get disabled people into work by foul means rather than fair. I mean, Atos, their party trick seems to be saying that people with such trivial conditions as terminal cancer are fit for work. I mean, if this government was really serious about getting people with disabilities into work, they'd beef up the Disability Discrimination Act and they'd get rid of all of the opt-outs and exemptions which the law seems to have. Oh well, rant over. Next up here on Radio Resistance, we've got the sound of the Manic Street Preachers, track entitled "The Masses Against the Masses Against the Classes."
The country was founded on the principle that the primary role of government is to protect property from the majority, and so it remains.
Too true. Couldn't sum up the state under capitalism better myself.
Come on.
Yeah, the sound there of the Manic Street Preachers, track entitled The Masses Against the Classes. You know, earlier on I was joking this time that I had a time machine and what have you. If I really did have a time machine, how would I use it? Well, I think personally I'd like to go back to Germany in about 1918-1919 at the time of the fledgling revolution there at the end of the First World War, because if the revolution had succeeded in Germany, then not only would it have prevented Hitler's rise to power, Nazism, but it would also have meant that the revolution in Russia was not isolated. It would have had an industrialised and powerful ally in Germany. So not only would it have stopped Hitler, it may well also have stopped Stalin. That's what I think anyway. Maybe your opinion might be different, in which case you can contact us at AnthonyPage@soulAdequate.plus.com. That's AnthonyPage@soulAdequate.plus.com. Or you can text me on 0770-256-3056. That's 0770-256-3056 for your opinions. Or to request or dedicate a song. Or to give us some information... Some info about any coming events in the Chesterfield, South Yorkshire, East Midlands, that sort of area. Anyway, back to the music here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. We've got Steve White and the Protest Family. Have I got news for you?
On the first day of May 2008... 1 million Londoners sealed the city's fate. But did they really know what they were gonna do when they voted in the bloke off? Have I got news for you? 'Cause he's the man that said of the Congolese, they were flag waving, picking in his shoe. Voted in the bloke with these racist views. When you voted in the bloke off, have I got news for you? We said you wouldn't do it. We said you wouldn't dare. You wouldn't vote for Boris just because you liked his hair. We waited half a night for the boroughs to declare. God fucking help us, you made Boris mayor. In Papua New Guinea, he said they eat the chief. He said that the Scousers were wallowing in grief. He apologised in Liverpool and Portsmouth too. The new London mayor off, have I got news for you? We said you wouldn't do it, we said you wouldn't dare. You wouldn't vote for Boris just because you liked his hair. We waited half the night for the boroughs to declare. God fucking help us, you made Boris mayor. When Petronella Wyatt got into his bed, he lied to Michael Howard and the woman that he wed. Zachary, now it's me and you getting screwed by the bloke off. Have I got news for you?
We said you wouldn't do it. We said you wouldn't dare. You wouldn't vote for Boris just because you liked his hair. We waited half the night for the boroughs to declare. God fucking help us, you made Boris mayor. Said you wouldn't do it, we said you wouldn't dare. You wouldn't vote for Boris just because you liked his hair. We waited half the night for the boroughs to declare. God fucking help us, you made Boris mayor.
I like the public sector, I like the FBU. I like the congestion charge and drinking on the tube. I know the mayor of London hasn't got a clue. I wish he'd fuck off back too, have I got news for you? Yeah, I wish he'd fuck off back too, have I got news for you? Yeah, I wish he'd fuck off back
and take Brian Coleman too.
Yeah, I wish he'd fuck off back too, have I got news for you?
Yeah, too true. I mean, even if you don't like Have I Got News For You, at least there is an off switch to that. Sadly, there's no off switch to Boris Johnson now that he's mayor, or to the Tories in general. Although, I think we all wish there was, yeah. Anyway, that was the sound of Steve White and the Protest Family, Have I Got News For You, here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. And next up, we've got the sound of Mogwai from their Hardcore Will Never Die But You Will CD, track entitled George Square Thatcher Death Party. Well, when it happens, I've got my party pack anyway.
We'll be right back.
there the sound of Mogwai, George Square Thatcher Death Party. And goodness gracious, here at Radio Resistance Chesterfield, we've just had a text saying that it's a little bit one-sided. We've been slagging off Maggie Thatcher all night. Isn't it time that we put on the other side of the argument? Oh well, if that's how you want it. Coming up, we've got Maggie Thatcher for you, well, sort of. Sound of the Faction, track entitled Listen, Buddy.
Where there is error, may we bring truth. Where there is doubt, may we bring faith. And where there is despair, may we bring despair.
Listen, buddy, there is error in Europe. Listen, buddy, there is error in Europe. It is peace which I'm after. It is peace. Weapons, weapons, chemical weapons.
Weapons of war.
Listen, buddy. Listen, buddy. The message of all this is clear.
World domination.
Zero, zero in Europe.
Discord. Error. Truth. Light. Faith. Despair. Despair. Living despair.
Zero, zero in love.
Listen, buddy. I can never afford to make a mistake.
Zero in Europe.
Sound there of the Faction featuring Maggie Thatcher. Listen, buddy. Yeah, when Maggie Thatcher does die, well, I was referring earlier to how I used to be involved in pirate radio. Well, I still happen to have a transmitter, and on that glorious day, I intend to get it out again. The transmitter, I mean. If only to give a alternative worker's side to the argument from all of the gushing right-wing propaganda that's bound to be all over the mainstream media. So what's new? I suppose you know all about the right-wing media and how biased towards the capitalist establishment it is. That's why you're locked in here to Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Next up, the sound of Bob Marley, track entitled Buffalo Soldier.
Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock Rasta.
This is the Red Guide on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. On Thursday, February the 21st, at 7:30 p.m, we've got the Socialist Workers' Party meeting on Lincoln and the struggle against slavery. This, like all Socialist Workers' Party meetings in Chesterfield, are held at the Chesterfield Library at 7:30 p.m. Entrance is in the door by the cafe downstairs. On Wednesday the 27th of February, there's a public meeting at North East Derbyshire Town Hall, Saltergate, on Do You Want the NHS Privatised? No prizes for guessing what the answer is. That's going to be held at 7:30 p.m. The following day, Thursday, February the 28th, usual place, namely Chesterfield Library. There's the Socialist Workers' Party meeting on the From Stonewall to Gay Marriage, How Do We Fight for LGBT Liberation? Then on the Saturday the 2nd of March, at a venue to be confirmed in the evening, we've got the concert to relaunch the Love Music Hate Racism and Unite Against Fascism here in Chesterfield. Then on Saturday the 16th of March, from 11 through till 5pm in Sheffield, we've got the Unite the Resistance Regional Conference in Sheffield, called The Fight Against Austerity. And last but not least, from Thursday the 11th through till Monday the 16th of July, we've got our annual event in London called Marxism 2013. For more details about Marxism, you can log on to www.swp.org.uk. And for more details about any of the other events, feel free to come along to the Socialist Workers' Party meetings or to contact us every Saturday from 11 through till 12:30pm outside of Primark. You may wish to join the Socialist Workers' Party. Remember, what the working class needs is a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs is a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs is a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party. Yeah, sound there of the Blissful Virtuous, track entitled Nemeswing. Yeah, I was referring to the coming Unite Against Fascism and LMHR relaunch conference. Relaunch concert in Chesterfield. And why is the venue to be confirmed? Well, sadly, Joplin's has closed down. One of the victims of the recession in pubs, no doubt not helped by the greed of the pub cos and the way they're sort of making their profit at the expense of pubs closing everywhere. Oh well, speaking of crimes of the establishment, but this time over in Greece, I read in Socialist Worker last week how the police in Athens are being used to force striking workers back to work. Now, as if that wasn't bad enough, at the same time when there's a real crime happening there, the police say they can't deal with it, so instead they put people in contact with the fascist neo-Nazi Golden Dawn Party, or should that be Golden Dam? Now, really, I've got to say, the police, in collusion with a fascist militia. I mean, that's the sort of thing which you expect from supposedly non-democratic rogue states, not from a alleged democracy like Greece. Still, that's what happens when that's what happens when capitalism goes into crisis. The capitalist establishment, fearful of a workers' fight back, they throw in the lot with the fascists. Anyway, this next track's dedicated to the police over in Athens. Sound of Light of the World. Track entitled The Boys in Blue.
You are right.
Yeah, sound of the light of the world, Boys in Blue. And, well, just look at the time. We're running a little bit over already. So it's time for yours truly, AKP, to love you and leave you until next week. So I'm going to play out now with the sound of the Communards, track entitled There's More to Love Than Boy Meets Girl. See you this time next week if I don't see you before.